Thank you, Mark. I'm here at the Blockhouse Studios with Les Filles de l'Igadad, who've come all the way from Niger to perform at Lotus Festival. They were at the First Presbyterian Church last night, and tonight they will be performing at 4th Street Tent from 7:15 to 8:30. Thank you so much for being with us today, and let's start out with a song.
Oh,
de Illegalidad here on Lotus Live on WFHB. Les Filles de Illegalidad will be performing at Lotus tonight at the 4th Street tent from 7:15 to 8:30. Thank you again so much for being here. Merci. And I'm here also with Mathieu, their manager, who will be assisting with translation today. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Est-ce que tu pouvez parler un peu de cette chanson?
Okay, so this is a folkloric song from the so the tende is a style of music that the women, Tuareg women, perform in the Sahara, but in all Tuareg community traditionally, the women. And this song, all the songs have different meaning. This song is talking about their lifestyle and the camel. So most of the time when they perform this song, all the women are singing, and then the men can turn around the women with riding the camels and shouting and screaming and celebrating the lifestyle of the Tuareg people.
Wonderful. And tende music, so that's a woman performed?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you can see the instrument here is an instrument, basically something that we use to cook or to pound millet or to grind any cereal in the village. So when they finish to cook at the end of the day, they put a skin on it and use it as a drum. And then they start to sing. It's really traditional for women. It's only women who play this instrument and this style of music.
Okay, wonderful. And I know also we were talking a little before the session that in Tuareg communities, it's not as common for women to be performing on, say, the guitar. I know that we have just a percussion set in today, but during live performances, often Lifi perform with a guitar. How has that been? How has the experience been for the group as women performers in kind of the larger community?
Yeah, so you are right to say that today we are performing only the tende music. I mean, they are performing. But during the show, of course, they also perform with guitar. So I'm going to ask Fatou about your question.
Elle parle donc des, aussi les guitares. Vous jouez les guitares pendant le concert. Comment c'est pour dans la culture Touareg de voir une femme qui joue la guitare? Est-ce qu'il y a eu beaucoup de critiques avec les hommes qui ont beaucoup critiqué? Bon, tu connais la question, quoi.
Elle a dit comme que chez nous les hommes seulement. Bon, d'habitude les hommes seulement qui jouent la guitare. Ils ont vu les filles en train de jouer la guitare. Elle parle de ça parfois. Pourquoi? Elle n'a jamais vu une fille qui joue la guitare. Mais par comment celle-là elle a commencé à jouer la guitare? Elle lit beaucoup de choses sur ça.
Mais c'est des critiques?
Oui, ils font des critiques parfois. Bon, il y a quelques-uns qui disent ça parce que c'est bizarre. C'est un truc bizarre pour eux. Mais je n'ai jamais vu une femme qui joue la guitare. Mais il y a ceux qui sont... C'est leur plaisir encore de voir les filles. Comme que les gens ne sont pas pareils.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's not something general, it depends if you live in the rurality or in the city. So, of course, there is a lot of men who doesn't really agree that a woman can play guitar and travel all over the world to perform like this. But, of course, some other men totally understand and find that very good, very nice to do it. So yeah, so it's in between. And now with the success of these girls and the fact that their life improve in their and like all the village and the family profit also on of their work and the money they're getting, so they realize that is a chance for these ladies to also perform guitar and everything. So the mentality also is changing about that.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we're very glad to have them here for Lotus Festival today, for sure. And I think we're ready to hear another song.
Yeah, sure.
Dad, performing Tende music from rural Niger. Can you tell us a little bit about that song?
Bon, vous pouvez expliquer de quoi il parle cette chanson? Ce morceau?
Leur visage, quoi. Elles n'ont pas la même beauté.
Elles n'ont pas la même
la beauté, ouais, du visage.
D'accord.
Oui, c'est comme un exemple. L'homme, elle a sa fille, ouais, et sa fille est plus beau que l'homme. Mm-hmm. Donc, elle parle, elle dit tout ce que la fille a, et plus, ce qu'elle a, plus beau que celle-là, que sa maman. Elle parle de ça.
Yeah.
Alors well, que c'est, mm-hmm, elle ressemble beaucoup à sa maman encore.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Well, that's what I was saying before we started the interview. The translation from Tamashek and specifically those kind of folkloric deep song, we have some conceptual meaning with really attached to their culture. It's very complicated to translate it, mm-hmm, because if I translate it the way she said it, it doesn't really make sense because the people who are listening to us are out of the Tuareg culture. So, okay, she's just saying it's a story about a mother and the daughter, and they are talking about the beauty of the daughter, which is different of the beauty of the mother. But if I tell you like that, mm-hmm, you don't understand why they're singing about that. But there is some key meaning inside this song, which is according to their culture, because in Tuareg culture, everything about the beauty of the woman and the loves is something very strong, and they use a lot of poetic word to describe kind of situation, okay, that I can't really translate.
Okay, so it's definitely kind of insider kind of cultural.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I think we have time for one more short song.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oui? Oui?
Bringing us folklore and tende music from rural Niger. Thank you again so much for being here. Merci.
Thank you.
Thank you to Mathieu as well. And Les Filles de Ligadad will be performing tonight at the Lotus Festival at 4th Street Tent from 7:15 to 8:30. Thanks to Blockhouse Studios and the WFHB Lotus Live crew. We now go back to Mark at the WFHB studio with more of today's edition of Rural Roots.